We are on Skywatch on day 26. Welcome. How often do you look at the sky above? I notice when people are walking or even with friends and family, they are usually looking down at a gadget instead of engaging. Children walking home from the bus stop, looking down. Adults walking around with each other, looking down. Couples not talking to each other directly, but looking down. Today we're going to look up. Can you identify anything in the sky other than the sun and the moon? What does the sky look like in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, or twilight, at night? What does the sky look like at dawn? What's going on above you? Do you even know? Are you even aware? If you have binoculars, use them at night. They are often good enough to identify objects in the sky. Where are you in relation to the heavens above? Where is the North Star? Can you spot Sirius, Venus, Saturn, Mars? Can you identify the cluster of stars where supposedly stars are born? Are there objects unidentified, zipping, floating, or phasing in and out above you? So on day 26, your challenge is to reconnect with the sky above and see what wisdom, knowledge you can ascertain. Grab some of that energy from the sun. Invite the rays into your melanin. If there is a star you identify at night, what is the lore surrounding that star or constellation? The more knowledge you acquire or remember, the more things you will be aware of, the more things will come into your awareness because you are awakened to it. You must build up a knowledge base for many things in this world to interact with you. Otherwise, you will not be aware of it. Awareness does not come first. Study the sky, and you will, at the same time, get to know yourself a little better. Befriend the sky once again, and behold, be complete.